the extension of public sewer service to a potential development located along Fall Creek Road and provide capacity for additional flows from the fountains at Fall Creek, the Woodlands subdivision, and other properties to the west. Along with these improvements, the project will allow for the elimination of two sewage lift stations and reduce flow to two other lift stations, saving the city approximately $24,000 per year. The city is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2020. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on May 26, 2021. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
Is there any questions on
it? Just another wonderful example of what our sewer sales tax brings into the county.
Yep.
Good. No questions.
Yeah, anytime you can eliminate sewage lift stations on any utility, it's a big plus, and they're able to eliminate two and plus do this other work for $85,000. That's a pretty good project.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Branson.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Parking garage discussion.
I'm kind of tired of discussing the parking garage.
Me too. They come in and finish the parking garage, and I was noticing a few leaks, as I've mentioned. As time went on, I noticed a few more. I called them, they came down, removed some caulk, and did a test on it. And it comes to find out the material that they put in to seal in between the double T's, something was wrong with it, and it didn't set up properly, and it was moist down inside of it, which made it stick together and not fill the cracks down it. So they tore it all out and put all new chemicals in there, and they're letting it set up and see how that does, and then they're going to recoat it.
And they was...
Who MTS, was, I'm sorry.
MTS.
Yes.
So they this is a month ago, they were out there grinding the...
Yeah, they put it all back in. They're going to let that set up. It's all the only thing left really now is to coat it back. Okay. But he come and did a test on the previous, and it didn't set up properly. So they removed it all and redid it. And they're going to come back and seal it now.
So is this one set up properly?
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds good.
It hadn't got the coating on it yet, but I haven't had any leaks even through the caulking in the grooves itself. So
the thing that concerned me is moisture getting in there and freezing.
Well, that's why I had them take it out, because it was leaking already.
Yeah.
And what happens is, just like last time, that water gets in where the double T's are into that plate, that metal plate, the flange, that they attach it together, and that's where it breaks. Of course, that's when you get traffic going. That's when it starts doing the whole thing then, so.
And did they have a question regarding the sealing?
The sealant?
The sealant.
No, the sealant was fine. They're just waiting for this to cure so they can put the sealant on the parking garage.
I thought they were asking about sealing the other one at the same time.
But then they've asked about sealing the other side of it, if we wanted that done. And they sent us some stuff on that. And what it looks like to me, it's pretty much the only thing there is just materials, pretty much.
They're not charged for the just material?
Pretty much. I see like a $3,000 labor charge on the concrete work.
How long ago was it? Didn't we just have it sealed?
It's been about 3.5 years ago.
Okay. How long was that seal supposed to last?
Actually, it's lasted longer than I thought it would, but we don't put no salt or any chemicals or plow.
Right, and I remember you stopped all that. Yeah.
But how long is it supposed to last?
3 years, I think, is what the warranty is on it. There's really only one spot on the other side that is much of a problem. It's just, I don't know if it'd be better to go ahead and get it done and have that coating on it. I know they'll lay a coating, or that'd be up to you all.
Then they would all be under the same 3 years from that warranty from that time?
Yes.
The proposed total, the $23,761, that's both sides? That's the south half.
Yeah, this other side's already taken care of. It's just, that was just part of the first agreement. This is a new one for the other side.
So we've already paid them for this one, but after the problem was discovered, they came back and...
Yeah, that's all on them.
They're going to redo it all
yes,
on them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually, it's on the county that sold them the materials, but that's between them and them, so...
I'm sorry. Is this proposal in our hand? That's if we just do the other side?
Yes.
Just $23,000 to the other side?
Yes.
And where are you showing that it's just labor's only $3,000, the materials is
$20,000? Well, it's showing materials for the sealant is $20,000.
Showing exterior improvements, finishes, and then thermal moisture protection.
Yeah, the finishes, that's basically...
That's their labor?
Labor that's working on the concrete joints, but $20,000 of it's the sealant product. Of the $23,000.
And it can go through Sourcewell?
Yeah. I just figured, my thinking was if we went ahead and had another coat on it, it's all back up to even all of it, and then we can go from there and from then on, you know.
Makes sense. I'm fine with it, especially if it's Sourcewell, so we don't have to.
Yeah, the sealant they had in their first, once we took that coating off of it, it was just mush. You know, it sets up and gets hard. I shouldn't say hard, it sets up, but it's still flexible. This stuff, you just push your finger down it like putty. But it just never set up. So that was all on them. They took care of it.
Am I wrong on my memory, though? Also, I'd been asked about when's the parking garage going to be open and everything. And I said they did the first time, and they put it back in, and then they discovered that wasn't good. And they took it out again.
We had it open back up, and then I started noticing leaks. So I called him down here, and he actually came in and replaced some spots where they were leaking with the material they had. They didn't know at the time it was still
bad
stuff. So he put that back in there, and it did it again, and that's when they come down. I called Tom, and Tom come down, and they cut every strip of it out all the way across the whole parking garage. And it's all brand new.
I guess when it comes through accounts payable, we just vote on them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have an agreement. So I'll just get with Nikki and have her set it all up.
You want this back?
No, you can keep that. Right. I'm going to look over. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll recess upstairs. I've got 9:42 a.m. We'll be in recess. And we'll take up our daily staff review and agenda requests.